Ford CEO identifies Chinese electric cars as his primary future competition. By Lucas Nolan on May 30, 2023. In a surprising shift from traditional automotive rivalries, Ford CEO Jim Farley has identified Chinese car companies as the primary competitors in the electric vehicle (EV) market, sidelining the likes of General Motors and Toyota. Farley made no mention of Tesla, the current market leader. Inside EVs reports that Jim Farley, the CEO of Ford, has identified Chinese automakers as the main rivals in the EV market, eclipsing companies like General Motors and Toyota in a startling shift from conventional automotive rivalries. At the Morgan Stanley Sustainable Finance Summit, Farley declared that we see the Chinese as the main competitor, not GM or Toyota. He continued by saying that in his opinion, Chinese automakers like BYD, Geely, Great Wall, Changan, and SAIC will emerge as the powerhouses of the EV market. Farley's remarks reveal a changing understanding of the rapidly growing EV market in China as well as the strides Chinese automakers have made in electric car technology. The Chinese are going to be the powerhouse, Farley predicted, highlighting the scale and cost advantages that these companies currently enjoy. Farley thinks Ford needs to concentrate on two crucial areas in order to compete successfully: distinctive branding and cost reduction. But how do you beat them on cost if their scale is five times yours? Farley questioned, highlighting the difficulties Ford and other American automakers face in this new environment of competition. Ford intends to invest $3.5 billion in an EV battery plant in Michigan using technology from the Chinese company CATL in an effort to reduce costs. However, this action has generated controversy and encountered political resistance, with individuals like Florida Senator Marco Rubio and Republican House Majority Leader Steve Scalise voicing reservations about potential connections with the Chinese Communist Party. "We have a decision to make here in the U.S., Farley said, addressing the political controversy. "If battery localizing their technology in the U.S. gets caught up in politics, you know the customer is really going to get screwed." Despite the difficulties, Farley is optimistic about Ford's prospects in the EV market. This is despite the fact that Ford's electric car division reported a $722 million loss for the first quarter of 2023. Read more at Inside EVs here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship. Follow him on Twitter at Lucas Nolan. Juschakt in its success. Juschakt in its success.